right, welcome to this episode, to this show, to the real talk, to the really, really real talk, the no BSing around, the tell it like it is, the get down to business, no sugarcoating, no fluffy fluff BS. It's straight to the point. It's tell it like it is with a lot of expression. This is my truths. Let's get after it. So I want to talk about someone had reached out to me and said, what are some of the things that people who are super successful, what are their traits? What do these people like from my perspective? And I'm like, well, okay, that's a good topic. Let me think about that a little bit. And I wrote down a handful of things. And so I'm gonna go through those things now. I'm not sure what the guy wants to do with this. I don't know if he wants to record something about it or not, but I'm gonna go ahead and talk about it anyway. So these are kind of like some of the traits that I think are really important to success that I've seen and within myself and also within others. But one of them, let's just get to it, is just what we'll call like stick-to-it-ness. Like stick to it. You know, I mean, just some people just, or you know, we all do it, really. I mean, I do it all the time, too. I have a lot of ideas, and I'll come up with ideas and then give up on them really fast. I could change my mind. It's my business, my life, do what the hell I want. But, like, that happens. That happens with all of us. But, you know, if I look at all the graveyard of ideas I've had that failed miserably, it was because I didn't stick to it, period. I gave up on it. Or I looked at it as, like, it's too much work, or it's too hard, or I'm biting off too much to chew, right? Like, it's too much responsibility. I'm going to have a staff, or I'm going to have to have an office, or I'm going to have to do all these different things, or it's heavy, it's labor intensive. These are all the things that all of a sudden pop into my mind, and then I don't stick to it. You see this a lot out there in the marketplace too. People will think, okay, I buy this program or I hire this person and it's going to be like just great. I can make a bunch of money, not do anything, sit on my ass, you know, play around on the beach with rum runners and make money coming out my ears doing nothing. That's what everybody thinks. It's like a lottery ticket, you know, that little moment when you buy a lottery ticket and you think you're about to make $1 million, but you don't. That little moment, that little, what would it be like? That's what a lot of people are like when they buy. They're like, a lot of people buy, I don't care how much they spend. It could be 15 grand on a program or a coach or something. It's like a lottery ticket. They have like a, I sure hope this works out kind of mentality to it. And then, so what happens is anytime any kind of work shows up and they got to put in the work to make that thing succeed, and they're like, oh, wow, this is a lot more work than I thought it was going to be. Like, you hear that all the time. Like, oh, this is a lot more work than I initially imagined. And I'm like, man. So the stick-to-it-ness, sticking to something, I think is a really, really big one. I mean, you're going to run into obstacles and adversities and challenges no matter what it is that you try to do that's different than what you're currently doing. Anything new that you're going to do, there will be trouble. Just go with it. There's going to be adversity. There's going to be obstacles and challenges and resistance. And what are you going to do about it? If you quit and run for the hills with your tail between your leg, yapping like a little poodle, well, then it's not going to succeed. And if you're doing that with everything, then you're not going to succeed at anything. So if I look at my past, I'm like, you know, there's a lot of ideas that just failed miserably and I just look like an idiot. It's because I didn't stick to it. The ones I stuck to and I forced and I tweaked and I changed and I adapted and I blended and I came up with solutions to problems and I went through the obstacles, I went through the trouble, the adversities, the challenges, I just kept going. Those are the ones that succeeded. Like, every time. Like, every damn time. You see, and I see this with others too. See it with clients, see it with people in the marketplace, or colleagues even, they quit on ideas. And like, really the key is to stick to it. Everything works, right? It doesn't matter if you want to start a carpet cleaning business, a restaurant, a water restoration business, get into real estate, sell stuff online. It doesn't matter. It all works. And it will all work for you if you stick to it, right? Any of those will work for you if you stick to it, right? You figure it out. If you never quit, well, then eventually you're going to succeed. So I just think that's what it is. I think it's just like, you know, having this vision that you're able to hold on to and stick to the vision, right? So if you're like going to do, like, let's say you're going to do a, I don't know, like a membership program. That's a good one. Like, let's say you're going to do a membership program and you have this vision, like you're going to sell
you know, 1,000 people, a $40 a month membership club. And you have this vision, that'd be $40,000 a month, residual income coming in. So you got this big vision of what you're going to do with this club. And then you go out there and you promote it and like two people buy it. So you made $80, right? It's $80 a month. And you're like, dang, I need to get this to you know, like 1,000 people. I don't think this is ever going to happen. So you quit on it. That's happened to me with membership clubs because I had $1 million a year membership club and I loved it. It was great. But to get to $1 million membership club at something cheap right now, to me, is a lot more work than getting to $1 million a high ticket. You see, so even though I want to do that, for me, I quit on that really quickly anytime I'm going to do that. I'm just being honest. Like, let's say I'm doing something for $67 a month, and I want to get 1,000 customers in there and make $67,000 per month residual income. That's what my old membership club will cost, $67 a month. Now, I'll get like 100 people in there, which is $6,700 a month, you know, around $7,000 a month. And I'll be like, this sucks. Like, this is not what I wanted it to be. My vision is not working out too well for me right now. This isn't working out too well. And I want to quit on it. And I will quit on it. But you know what? That's almost a six-figure membership site. So my point is that stick-to-itness is really important. And you gotta stick to the vision that you have. Like, it's easy to have a vision today and then you like have that same vision tomorrow and then maybe have that vision for the week. And then all of a sudden something happens at work. Someone gets fired. They move you to a different floor. I don't know what happens. Something happens in your life. Okay. Now all of a sudden personal happened. You got a bad diagnosis or something happened. And you lost your vision for a little while. It's hard to go back and grab the same vision that you had last week. So the ability to stick to that vision long term and know, okay, this is the vision. It's to write it down every day, put it on the wall, print it out and frame it. So you have that vision for a long time to come and you keep sticking to that vision. Like perhaps your vision is to quit a day job and make six figures online. And you want to do it, you know, selling a membership site. Or you want to do it in MLM. Or you want to do it in real estate investing. I don't give a damn. Whatever it is. And you're going to make six figures a year. And you're going to quit your damn day job. Stop working for the man. That vision, you need to keep that vision every day. Like you know how when we'd get in trouble as little kids and have to write on the chalkboard? Eric will not draw bad pictures anymore on the bus. Eric will not draw bad pictures anymore on the bus. That actually happened. If you can do that every day with your vision, then you'll hold true to your vision and you won't quit. You won't move on from it. And you won't quit. You'll stick to it. Does it make sense? One thing you could do also is you could get help. Because if you hire someone to help you, they're going to stick to your vision. If you partner with someone, then you're going to stick to your vision. So I think it's good to get help, to partner, or get a coach, because that gives you an edge. I remember when I first started making good money online, I got a partner, and his name was Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike Wu Ming. Love that guy. And he partnered with me. He took a chance on me. And I told him, I said, hey, man, I got this idea. I'm going to do all the work. All I want you to do is help me. Like, help me get affiliates. Help me get this promoted. You just kind of coach me along the way. You could take 50% of the revenue. But this is what I'll do. I'll do all the copywriting, all the work. I'll handle the customers, everything. I just need your guidance. And we turned that into a $35,000 a month overnight membership club, a whole new one. And then we did some other stuff that made us money. So he grabbed me by the hand and he yanked me up to his level. He was there for me to show me what is required to make my vision a reality. Now to him, it was a piece of cake. He's been doing it for years. He was making millions of dollars. It was no big deal. But to me, it was everything. It was a big deal to me, okay? But looking back now, some 15 years later, I look over at that memory, and I see that what he did was he helped me stick to my vision. Now, there's a good possibility that if I would have tried to do that by myself, that some jackwagon would have came along and knocked my feet out from underneath me, or discouraged me, or something would have happened in my personal life or whatnot, and I would have never done that vision. But I shared the vision with him. I shared the idea with him. He believed in it. He partnered with me. He believed in me. And the rest is history. You see? So a partner, someone that's been there and done that, a mastermind with other people that have been there and done that, are doing it right now, like-minded people, a coach that's been there and done that, they're going to grab you by your wrist and they're going to yank you up to their level. So getting around other people who have been there and done that, who can help you stick to your damn vision, that's what you want in some form or fashion, to give yourself an edge to go ahead and do that thing. To succeed, you can't do it by yourself. I mean, you can, but it's so damn hard to do it by yourself. Your mind will mess with you. It'll jack with you. It'll get in your way. You're going to be in your own head. It's better to get around someone who's elevated above you on the experience ladder so they can grab you by the wrist and yank your ass up to their level. You got me? And then you will stick to it. And then you'll break through and you'll come out the other end of it a success. And then later on down the road, when your ship has come in and you're making all this money, you'll say, damn, why didn't I do this a long time ago? You'll be like, that was easy. I'm going to do this again and again and again. You see, that there's lots of things like that in life. All right, you got me? That's one of the big things. Let me tell you what the definition of success, or the best definition of success I've ever heard. Here it is. Success is doing what you said you would do long after the mood in which you said it has left you. Success, let's say it again. If you're not driving, you can write this down. Or if you're exercising, you can write this down later. Success is doing what you said you would do long after the mood in which you said it has left you, long after the enthusiasm has left you, long after the motivation has left you, long after the vision became work has left you. You stick to it. You do what you said you would do long after the mood in which you said it has left you. You got it? That is the definition of achievement. That is the definition of success. And if you can get an edge where someone's going to help you get there, that's the more power for you. To stick to it, okay? Okay, there you go. There's that one. The next one I want to talk about is, when I think about successful people in my industry, in this industry, or online, or hell, successful people, period, it's just sell, baby. The people who are successful sell. Like, everyone I see who's successful is selling. They're selling themselves. They're selling their products. They're selling on advertising. They're selling over the phone. They're selling a staff of salespeople on believing in their program and their business and their product to sell it for them. They're selling, persuading, influencing in some form or fashion. They're writing copy, or they know the power of copy, so they're hiring copywriters to write copy, sales copy, because they understand how powerful that is to convert. They are recording sales video, VSLs. They're investing in copywriters to help them convert better on sales videos. They're running ads. They have sales funnels, okay? They're optimizing the sales funnels. They're doing everything they can to increase the living hell out of sales. And people will be like, I'm not a salesperson. I can't sell, Eric. I'm not a salesperson. I'm like, you best go try and learn to sell. If you want to be, if you see all these people over here, see all those people over there, those millions of people that are making millions of dollars each, every single damn one of them is selling. So get off your ass and start selling. Okay, like, do it now. Persuasiveness, being just the ability to ask. Ask someone to do something. Ask someone to pay. Ask someone to do a trial membership. Ask. A-S-K. Ask somebody. Ask people to pull out their credit card and buy on a video or in a sales letter or on a phone call. You're influencing people. If you want to get what you want, you need to persuade people. It's part of life. It's part of human nature. Little babies learn early in life to start selling, okay, and persuading to get their way. Where do you think money comes from? Where does money come from? Like, answer that question. Like, where does money come from? Where do you think money comes from? Money comes from other people's bank accounts. And you have to sell them to give you their money. So if you're not doing any kind of sales in your life, if you're not even doing any sales in your business, if you're ignoring, avoiding the 800-pound gorilla in the room, and that gorilla's name is sales, if you're staying away from that because you're scared of that, if you're not good at that, if you're worried about that, then you're not making no money. You're not succeeding. You're certainly not succeeding at a level you could be if you just put the pedal to the metal on sales. There's nothing better for you. In fact, I would say that my son, Jules, I would say my son and my daughter, Savannah, she's 7 and he's 13. I'm going to tell you what. They're going to a private Christian school right now that ain't cheap. All right, they're going to a private Christian school. Great school. We spend a lot of money for them to go to that school. In fact, they have tutoring. In fact, my daughter has tutoring for a reading disability that is as expensive alone, or about as expensive, as going to the private school. So the damn tutor costs as much as the damn school. So I'm telling you right now, we got a long ways to go too, because she's only 7 and he's 13. Now, they're going to graduate from school, and what are they going to do? They're going to go to college, right? They're going to go to some university, something, and hopefully they get some kind of scholarship for something, so I don't have to pay for it. But if I got to pay for it, then I got to pay for their college and university too. Are you following me? Are you tracking me? And if they become a lawyer and go to law school or a doctor in medical school and all that, going to have to pay for that too. So if we look at all that, and let's say I paid for all of that, I'm going to make them take a long time, a year, 6 months, and work a job in sales. Maybe they'll work for me, doing hardcore selling. Okay? Selling, 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 just selling, baby. I'm going to make them sell. Mark my words, they will sell. They will do a job selling all day, every day. And I'm going to tell you right now, that 6 months that they spend selling, or that year they spend selling, or that 2 years they spend selling, is worth more to the success of their lives than their entire school education combined. More than the private school, more than the college, university, more than the medical school or the law school or the graduate school, all of that combined, if my kids do some hardcore selling and get those skills down and they take their craft and they learn it and they learn it well, I don't worry about them. They're going to be a huge success, okay? Because that's what it takes. And if you take a great education and you combine it with that ability to sell, then you're going to make yourself a lot of success in business and in life. Okay? Like, I'll tell Julian, you know, like, my wife is gorgeous. Like, how'd that happen, right? Well, because I can sell. You know what I'm saying? Like, Julian, if you want to, you know, you're going to need to sell, brother. Like, I'm just talking to my son. Anyway, if you're listening to this, Julian, you're going to sell, dude. All right, so sales. Just sell, baby. Got to get it done. Conversions is key. Conversions is King Kong with online marketing and business. Without conversions, you're going to suck, you're going to fail, and you're going to get pissed off because nothing's going to work, and it's because you're ignoring sales.
That's why I'm like, just sell, baby. And they, like, people are like, oh, I did this, I did that. You know, bought 15 courses, spent $45,000 last year on coaches and courses and workshops and seminars and CDs and DVDs and thumb drives. And, you know, I got content coming out my ears and instructions and staying in hotels and eating hotel food and sleeping on those pillows that are too soft at hotels. Like, they spent all this money trying to learn, do this, do that. I wrote a best-selling book and paid this guy 50 grand so he can write the book for me and put it on Amazon and make it an Amazon bestseller for the day so I could take screenshots and say that I'm a bestseller. And I like paid for this professional photo shoot so I look like a guru, and I got this website done. It cost me $10,000. The website's all badass, and they're like, look how great I look, you know. And you got these nice suits and clothes for the photo shoot and spent all my money for that, and you got like a $200 haircut, you got your hair dyed so you don't look so damn old, you got your wrinkles, you got some Botox injections so you can look really, really good. You did all this stuff so you can like make some money online, and I'm like, you're not selling, though. What are you selling? Where's your product? Where's your sales letter? When's the last time you told someone, are you in? Are you buying? Are you doing this? When are you following up with people to close their ass? I mean, what are you doing? You're spending all of your time doing all this other stuff, and you're doing everything under the sun except for selling. Like, if you just sell, you don't need all that crap. You don't need a fancy website. You don't got to go be no diva. You don't got to be an internet celebrity on TikTok. You ain't got to do 1,000 videos. You don't have to have a YouTube subscription video about the app. You need to sell. Just friggin' sell, okay? Shit, sell. All right, next. And this goes hand in hand. The people that I see who are successful have this trait. You want to know what that trait is? It's called courage. People that succeed have some kind of courage that other people don't have. I don't have a word for it, but I'm just going to use the word courage, bravery, fearlessness, something. At least enough of it to stick to it and take the action and do it anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, they have the, like, they're going to, like, they're just going to do, like, they're just weird, okay? They're going to do it despite that little voice in their head. It's not like their courage, like a gladiator, okay, is going in to slay some lion. No, courage is like a weird, like you're off, right? Like you're a few crayons short of a full box kind of courage, okay? Like you don't know any better kind of courage, so you're doing it anyway. At least that's what happened to me in the 90s when I started a business. Like I just had this stupid-ass courage, and I was like, I had no business doing what I was doing. I started an advertising company, a business directory. I didn't have any experience doing any of that, okay? Like, I didn't know what I didn't know. I was just stupid to realize that I was supposed to fail miserably on that instead of doing 100 grand the first couple months as a 20-something-year-old in College Station, Texas. You know what I'm saying? Like, living in a matchbox apartment. Courage. Just do it anyway. Just do it despite your personal problems. Go ahead and take that action and do it despite what people think. Go ahead and do it despite being sick or ugly or fat or gross or small or tall or weird. Do it anyway. That's courage. Because most people will, people are like, well, I'm not confident enough to, I don't have confidence to sell. I'm like, well, nobody has confidence to sell until they sell. So you need courage first, right? You have courage. You need courage first to put yourself in that position. So whatever it is you're going to do, you start a business, you need courage first, not confidence. Confidence comes later on. Like, nobody's confident. I wasn't confident when I started that business in my 20s in College Station in the 1990s. I wasn't confident. Like, no way. I wasn't confident at all. I was insecure. So I wasn't confident. So confidence comes later. Like, I was courageous in an off kind of way, right? So when I was courageous, then I started taking the action. And it's like I put one foot in front of the first, next. And I was just like one step at a time, one baby steps, right? And I was just one step at a time on faith. Like, dive and the net will appear. Just dive off the cliff and the net's going to appear. Just have faith that the net's going to appear. And that's exactly what I did. And that's exactly what I've done in my career. So whatever you want to call that. I don't know. I'm calling it like weird courage.
Not gladiator courage. Not like Fight Club courage. Like your weird courage kind of courage. You know what I'm saying? Like you know, whatever that is, you got to have that. Because if not, you'll talk yourself out of it. You get in your own head. You'll rationalize and, you know, be all logical. And you'll overanalyze it. And you need all the details and cross your T's and dot your I's and prepare to prepare to prepare. Get ready to one day be ready. You need all the answers up front before you do a damn thing. You know what it is? You're being a wimp. You're being a wimp. You're being a wimp. You're being a wimp. Like, it's like, well, I've been doing this, getting this ready, getting that ready, doing this. No. You haven't sold anything. Like, you're being a wimp. Like, that. Be courageous. Like, have a little bit of courage to do that damn thing anyway. Despite the personal problems, despite not having all the answers, despite not having your T's crossed and your I's dotted and all that kind of crap. Just go ahead and do it anyway. So another trait is resourcefulness. Resourcefulness. Like this one. Man, you know, I could do a whole weekend workshop on just this one trait here. I could talk about this forever. This is, like, we can go down this rabbit hole and really dig in deep on this. But resourcefulness, I see it all the time. Like, people that succeed put the responsibility on their own shoulders to succeed. They have resourcefulness, which means figure it out, right? Figured out your damn self. Like, they have the resourcefulness to put the success and responsibility to succeed, to get the job done, on their own shoulders. These are the people that are like, I'm going to get it done. These are the leaders that are going to grab the bull by the horns and get it done, get her done. They have resourcefulness. They have a get this damn thing done attitude. I'm going to do it myself because everybody else is in friggin' competent. So if you have that mindset that, like, you know what? Like, everybody out there is stupid as hell. Like, I can't believe how stupid everybody is. Like, everybody I went across, I'm like, God damn, that's stupid. Like, everyone's stupid, right? So it's like, if you think that and you're like, I'm just going to do it myself because everybody else is stupid. And they're incompetent and they can't do it. But I could kick ass at it and I could do it myself. And I know that if it's going to get done, it's up to me to get it done. And I know if I'm the one that's on the point here to get it done, you can bet your ass I'm going to get it done and it's going to get done. Right? That, do you have that kind of attitude? Or do you have the attitude of like, oh, this is a difficult task we find ourselves in here. This is a tough task that just got put onto my plate. Whoa, what am I going to do about this most difficult task? Who can I give this task to? There goes Ricky Bobby over there. Maybe I can give it to him in some kind of sneaky ass way. So Ricky Bobby has to do this here task. Maybe Missy over here will do the task for me. She's really kind. I need to somehow get this task off of my plate right now because it's scaring the damn hell out of me. Like, is that like how you are? Is that, you know, or do you know people like that? We're not talking about you. Do you know people like that out there who, like, yeah, I mean, anything you give to them, they just swat it away. Like, here, something for you to do. Whack. They don't want to do it. Or they give you excuses. Well, you see, I can't do this here task because, you know, my goldfish died and, you know, my brother sued my sister and my mother's coming over. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like that. If someone has all kinds of crazy excuses, like, do the damn thing, man. Put it on your shoulders and get it done. Get her done. Nope. They don't have resourcefulness. They have the opposite of resourcefulness. They have this word that is an absolute soul-crushing failure word. If this is your word and you have this trait about yourself, then you need to get rid of it now because this is a killer. If you want to be successful and you have this word I'm about to tell you, it is a killer to success. It is an absolute killer and it will destroy any kind of success that you're trying to achieve. I don't care what it is. You want to know what the word is? Entitlement. Entitlement is a success deal killer. It will destroy your success in a heartbeat. And you see it all the time. You don't want to have
entitlement. You see that in our society all the time. People are entitled. Well, you know what? That's going to lead to trouble for you, the one who's entitled. Eventually, it'll catch up to you. Eventually, it'll catch up to you, and it's going to jack everything up for you. It is not going to lead to success, okay? It may give you a temporary glean of some kind of feeling of some accomplishment, but it's going to lead to trouble, okay? Don't be entitled. Put the responsibility to succeed on your own shoulders. Like, we see this in the ad agency world. You'll get clients, and they'll come aboard, and, you know, then you get them on board, and you're like, okay, this is what I'm going to do to drive leads and do all this stuff for you. And you look, and you're like, you don't even have an offer. You have a semblance of an offer. You don't know what you're doing, do you? You don't have a business yet. You don't have a niche market. You don't have an ideal client avatar. You're kind of all jacked up, man. Like, we need to get that fixed. So let's get all this fixed. And they're like, well, we need leads now. We need leads now. We get traffic. Okay. Let's drive some leads to you. So if I drive leads to someone's jacked up, messed up piece of crap sales letter, to someone's terrible sales video, to someone's ridiculous squeeze page or opt-in page, to their ridiculous offer that's so confusing that people don't even know what the hell they're buying. They're confused, so they're not going to buy what they're confused about. It's too complex. Is that my fault? Or is that the jack wagon's fault that didn't get that stuff dialed in? Is that my agency's fault? Or is it the client's fault? Let's get real. It is the client's fault. Now, my services, my agency services, we help them with all that. We consult them. So they're getting consulting and they're getting traffic and leads and all that. So we're helping them because they need it. When we ran the agency without consulting people, because I had the consulting company and it was separate from the agency, and I realized 95% of our agency clients actually need consulting. So we married the two together. And when we married the two together, it made me realize this is what they need to be successful. Now, the point was entitlement. When we weren't consulting people, we were just driving traffic and leads to them. We would tell them, like, you got to have a good offer. You got to have a good free giveaway. Like, we could lead a horse to water. I can't make the market drink. If the market doesn't like your stuff, if the market doesn't want to buy your thing, if the market doesn't want your free giveaway, what do I? That's not my fault. I don't own the world. Like, I didn't invent this planet. It's not my fault. Okay? It's your fault. But they will blame you. They will be like, well, I paid for a whole month worth of service and like I didn't make any money. I'm like, well, then you suck at selling. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not the leads. It's not the people. It's you. So people do that. They're entitled in all kinds of areas of business. And it's like, you got to put the responsibility on your own shoulders to get that fixed. Like, people are like, well, like this lady, I'll never forget her at my seminar. She stood up, she took the microphone, and I'm like, what's your question? And she's like, I've been trying to make money for 4 years. It's been about 4 years now, I haven't made jack diddly squat, and I've invested like $222,000. I'm here now in Austin, Texas at your seminar that I paid a bunch of money to be here. And I paid you for coaching, and I paid you for your courses, and I paid this guy over here too, sitting to my left. I mean, I'm paying everybody, and I'm not making any money. And I need to know, and I'm hoping that, because I've exhausted all of my savings, I'm on my last penny. In fact, I can't even buy dinner for myself tonight, because I'm here at your seminar, Eric, you damn guru. And then she's like, and so I want, you know, none of it went like this. I'm just exaggerating. She's like, I want you to tell me right now what I need to do to finally succeed. And I'm like, well, no pressure. Put me on the spot. So let me ask you a question. What do you think is the number one thing that is getting in your way to succeeding? What is the number one thing that's in your way? What is that one big barrier? That one big brick wall that is preventing you from succeeding, lady. I mean, you spent $222,000 in 4 years. You're here at my seminar. What is the one thing that if I could fix, if I could wave my magic wand and fix it for you, like right now on the whiteboard, what would that one barrier brick wall be? And she said, technical. I'm not technical. I'm not good at computers. I'm old school. All the technical stuff just throws me for a loop. I'm completely lost. I don't know how to set up a web page. I don't know HTML. I don't know squeeze pages and how to set that up. I don't know how to set up my autoresponder account. I don't know how to set up my upsells. I can't even get the PayPal buy now button on the page. So I just can't get this to work, Eric. If you could fix one thing for me, it would be technical stuff. And I'm like, well, you know, there's a lot of technical people that you could have paid for a lot less than $222,000 that would have done all the tech you can imagine for you. So that's the one barrier in your way? Yes. Well, then it's your fault for not figuring that out. Okay? Like, that's entitlement. It's all the guru's fault. It's everybody's fault. It's my fault for having a seminar. It's my fault for her paying me and having to sleep in a hotel on her last dime. No, it's not. It's your ass fault. You see, that's called entitlement, and it's terrible. So another thing that you need is you need a really good offer. You need a really good offer. If the people that I see that are successful online have a really good offer. They have a really good offer that they stick in front of people that want that solution solved. I mean, that problem solved. One problem, one solution. If people need graphic art and you provide them with graphic art, by God, you got yourself a business. Do a little dance. Make a little love. Get down tonight. Like, you did it. Celebrate good time. Like, it's really that simple. Find a problem and solve it for a fee. Make sure that people are already paying for that kind of solution. In other words, sell what they're buying. Sell the solution to a problem. Sell what they're already buying. Like, don't try to fit a round square peg into a round hole. Like, don't try to reinvent the wheel. Like, sell what they're already buying. Sell what sells. Get in there and compete. Okay? Sell what they're already buying. Like you get my point? Like you need a really good offer that's, instead of trying to reinvent the wheel or come up with some crazy new invention that's going to change the world and make you a trillionaire, like, just sell a solution to a problem that people will gladly pay money to solve. There's a million different types of problems that you can solve for people very, very quickly. So you need a really good offer. It needs to be simple. It needs to be a simple solution that's easy to understand what it is that you do. We drive traffic and leads that are high quality. These are leads that are pre-framed, warmed up, and ready to buy from you. These are pre-qualified leads. That's what we do for you because you probably suck at getting leads. You need leads to make any money. You can't put food on the table or go on your Disney vacation unless you get some friggin' leads. And that's what we are masterful at. We are world class at doing that. So here's our fee for us to do that for you. It's just a simple offer. It solves a simple problem. You need a good offer, okay? A really good offer. Another thing, the thing I see with people who are successful is they have an ability to say no. They could say no to other opportunities. They'll say no to partnerships that aren't creating enough money for them. They'll say no to opportunities that come and land on their desk because they'll land on your desk every day. Even good ones, they will say no to because of time or because of a conflict of interest or because they just don't want to lose focus on what their vision is, which I was talking about before. They don't want to lose clarity. So the ability to say no is important because what happens is people become 10% good at a lot of different things because they never say no. They have 4, 5, 10, 20 different projects going on at the same time. On Monday, they're working on their Amazon store. On Tuesday, they're working on their blog. On Wednesday, they're working on their professional photo shoot so they can become a diva. They want to be a TikTok diva. We do that on Wednesdays. On Thursday, they're going to, I don't know, sell affiliate programs. On Friday, they're going to start their own agency. On Saturday, they're going to, you get my point? Like, they're just doing all these different projects at the same time. So they end up being 10% good at a lot of different things instead of 90% good at one thing, which is one problem and one solution. That's where all the money's at. So they're all over the place, spinning their wheels, running around like a chicken with his head cut off. Like, they're just like spinning their wheels like crazy, getting nowhere. They're 10% good at a lot of different things. They're going a mile wide and an inch deep instead of going a mile deep and an inch wide. That, my friend, will change your life. That will change your life if you go a mile deep and an inch wide instead of a mile wide and an inch deep. We're only 10% good at everything, and you're never 90% good at one thing. If you could become world class at solving one damn problem, you'll make more money than you ever have in your life. If you specify, get specific, the law of specificity, it's in the book Think and Grow Rich. If you get really, really specific on solving one problem with one badass solution, you're going to make a lot of money. One more thing I see with people who are super successful online is, I'm just going to like explain it like this. You have to have the vision, once again, there's that word, an ability to see yourself as more than you currently are right now. So like, if you have a day job that you hate with a passion, and you're just all beating yourself up because you have this damn day job that you're so stressed out about, you're so sick and tired of, you're about to explode, it's making you physically sick, sick to your stomach, like you're disgusted with that day job, and you're disgusted with yourself because you're in this situation, and you're just frustrated and depressed and anxious and mad and pissed off and furious. You need the ability to see yourself as more than that situation right now. You catch me? You get what I'm saying? You paying attention? Listen, if you're in a day job you hate and you want to be a millionaire, you need to see yourself as more. Like, drink your own Kool-Aid. Like, become a big lover of you. Like, I'm gonna, like, let's talk about me for a little while, and when we're done, let's talk about me. Like, you need to be all about you. You need to love you a whole lot more. You need to love yourself more. You need to see yourself as more. Stop thinking of yourself as less. I know a lot of millionaires in this business. I have come across so many millionaires and super successful people in this business. And like 92.3% of them are friggin' morons. There, I said it. They're morons. Just go to an internet marketing event and look around the room. You're going to be like, one moron, one little moron, two little morons. Like, they're everywhere. Like, you're surrounded by them. Like, they're successful. And you're like picking on yourself for having this stupid-ass day job that you're disgusted with. You're like mowing lawns for your day job for somebody, and you're like disgusted with yourself, and you're like, you know, flipping burgers, and you're pissed off at yourself, and you're degrading yourself, self-condemning yourself. You need the ability to see yourself as more than that. You got me? You got to get that vision down. You got to see yourself as more. You can't see yourself as the burger flipper. That is a temporary situation. It is a temporary, like being broke, for example, like being broke's fine. Like, you can be broke. Like, we all are broke from time to time. I don't care if you're a millionaire, even a billionaire can be broke from time to time. Okay. Like, you can make $200,000 a month, but if you spend $200,000 a month, your ass is broke. So you could be broke. Being broke is fine. Being poor is not fine. Being broke is fine. Being poor is not fine. You get the difference? Being broke is a temporary economic condition. It's a temporary situation. Flipping burgers is a temporary situation. I got a friend of mine. He had a big health situation. We had to get his surgery. It was really bad. And then he was in the hospital forever. He came out of the surgery. This is a long time ago, like 10 years ago. And he, or more than 10 years now, actually. And he lost everything. And when he came to, because he was in a coma, when he came to from his surgeries and all that, his wife was there and she said, well, I got good news and bad news. The good news is you're alive.
You know, the bad news is we lost everything. You know, I'm staying at your mom's house. So they had to move in with his parents, him and his kids, as he recovered, filed bankruptcy, lost it all. And now, friggin' millionaire. Friggin' awesome dude. Millionaire. Okay? He built himself up lickety-split. You gotta see yourself as more. He was sleeping in his mom's basement, or his mom's house. I don't even know if that basement's over there. He was sleeping in his mom's house with his family. But he saw himself as more. You understand? You gotta see yourself as more. If you're flipping burgers, that is not your destination, baby. That is not who you are. That is a temporary economic friggin' condition. You gotta see yourself as more. Be, do, have. Be that person now. If you're flipping burgers, be that millionaire. Like, if I lost it all, and it's all gone, and I'm just a piece of crap, and I go, and I'm like, flipping burgers? You best believe I'm thinking in my head, I cannot wait to be a millionaire again. I can't wait to move out of this shack and move into that $1.4 million house that I'm used to living in. I can't wait to sit in my hot tub, listen to my Bose surround sound speaker system, and listen to Hillsong United while I sip a little bourbon and play with the pool lights. Okay? Like I can't wait to get back there. It's on its way, baby. I'm not going to see myself as a friggin' burger flipper. You understand? So you got to see yourself as more. I can't see myself living in the hood. But if I did end up living in the hood, I'm not going to see myself as a hood dweller, an occupant of the hood. I'm not going to see myself as that person. Forget about it. I'm going to see myself as the person I am becoming. On the inside and the outside. Like, I went to the mall. My wife needed to go to the Apple store. So she's like, let's go to the Apple store in Barton Creek Mall over here in Austin. Man, I've been going to that mall forever, right? So we go to this mall, Apple store. And I'm like, you know, in the mall. And I don't like going to the mall. I don't know about you, but I don't like going to the mall. I go to the mall, and I'm just like walking around. And I'm like, you know, I don't belong here. I need to get out of here. I don't like it, you know? And then in the Apple store, the little clerk dude, hey, sir, I need you to pull your mask over your nose. I'm like, you need to step back, bro. But, like, seriously, you know what I'm saying? Like, you little punk. Like, when do you get the chance to tell me what to do? Again, you get to do it now with this stupid-ass COVID mask. You know, let me put it over my nose. I already had COVID, brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was on my deathbed. Like, if I want to, anyway. So, you need to see yourself as more. You know, it's like, I don't belong in the mall. I don't belong in Motel 6 if I'm going to stay in Motel 6. Okay? I see myself as more. Now, if I lost it all and I had to stay in Motel 6, it is only friggin' temporary. So don't let yourself condemn yourself. That is a spiral down situation where you're going to keep spiraling down and down and down. You're going to get harder and harder on yourself. It's not good for your health. It's not good for your psyche. It's not good for that little twinkle in your eye. And it's not good for success. Okay? You got to have the vibe, the life force to be successful. You got to have that energy, that enthusiasm. That's where success comes from, okay? And if you're dispensing this super negativity as far as poor me and I'm bad and I'm entitled and everything's going wrong and I'm so terrible and I work at Burger King, I'm just flipping burgers and cutting pickles and whatever I got to do, I hate it. My boss is terrible, he's a crackhead, you know, and I got my if you're just like making yourself feel worse and worse and worse and worse, you're going to keep going down and down and down and down. Stop that. Stop it. Stop it. Okay, what you need to do instead is see yourself as more. If you get anything out of this, get that. You got to be, do, have. Act as if. Just pretend that you're a millionaire, that you're undercover,
and you're just working there flipping burgers. Use your imagination. You know, go in your own little world there, okay? No one can control your mind. You're in control of your mind. So control your mind. You go in there and flip your burgers and cut the pickles, all right? And act like you're a friggin' millionaire doing the millionaire undercover stuff in the Burger King or Whataburger or wherever you're at. If you're in Texas, if you're in Austin, it's In-N-Out Burger because Austin is now California. I live in Austin, California. So see yourself as more. I can't see myself working a crap day job. Like, I just can't see it. Any kind of day job. I'm like, damn, I gotta get a day job. Like, if I got a day job, I would be so heartbroken at first. And then it would take about, I don't know, 2 weeks for me to be like, okay, that's enough of the damn day job. Let me get my ass in gear, get off my ass, let me start kicking ass. I'm gonna get on this horse and kick its ass so I can get up there to the top again, because this ain't gonna cut it.
It's a temporary situation. It's a temporary economic situation. See yourself as more. You know, let me ask you this. I mean, we're talking about traits of successful people. What about traits of failures? Because I'll tell you, there's a lot of traits of failures too. Kind of like, I mean, we kind of like covered a couple of like the traits of failures as we were going along here. Like, you know, entitlement. So you have entitled people, give me more, do for me. It's all your fault. All the bad gurus out there. I'm struggling. I got all these personal problems. I mean, duh, we all have personal problems. We do it despite having personal problems. The people that succeed do it despite having personal problems. They go ahead and do it anyway, despite the personal problems. Okay? The root effect that we're talking about right now is emotions. Emotions, feeling down. I mean, if you go through like a divorce, you got a bad health scare, or you got to get a day job, or you lost your job, or you have to move, or you've had setbacks, or addictions, or psychological issues, or any of that kind of stuff. All of that can create emotions that set you back. Instead, what you... I can't even talk about the failure stuff long. I got to talk about success. So to be successful, you need this magic. You need this life force, okay? Like this energy about yourself. Like for me, I could get a life force and like feel really good and put it out there. And like really put a lot of life force out there and get real visible. That's another one. Being visible, visibility. But you get out there, you know, like let's say, like for me, if I'm exercising, man, I'm on fire, right? If I exercise, if I get there in the gym and I work out and pump some iron, you know, work on my six-pack abs, if I'm doing that, like I get into to a state where I kick some ass and I get visible. And I have a lot of life force about me. I have a lot of magic about me. Yeah, I'm going to piss people off. I'm going to get haters. That's a part of it. That's opposing forces. You can't kick ass without getting haters. You can't do really well without getting haters. You see what I'm saying? So it's opposing forces. There's always going to be resistance. When you stick your head out of the sand, you're going to get hit like whack-a-mole. So if you have this life force about yourself, this energy about yourself, then you've got magic. And when you have that life force, when you have that enthusiasm, when you have that energy, when you have that snap about yourself, when you put that out there into the universe, that put that vibe out there, what's going to happen is people are going to gravitate to you. You're going to attract them. They are going to come at you with a flood. You're going to have a flood of people coming at you. And when they show up, bill them. I learned this from Stuart. What was his name? Stuart. I can't remember his name. Bill them. Okay, when they show up, and they're going to show up, bill them. This life force energy changed my life. I realized, wow, when I have that energy and I put it out there, I mean, wow, things just, and I say wow again, but backwards. Everything just explodes for me. And all I got to do is do that for 2 or 3 days. And I'm like, book solid. I have
friends I haven't heard from in a long time wanting to take me out for lunch. I have people texting me that I haven't seen in a while. People calling me. I mean, I have clients coming out of the woodworks. I have people asking me to partner with them. I have all kinds of things happening whenever I put the life force out there. So do the same thing. And I see this with others. When they take a chance, when they put themselves out there, when they get visible, when they have a life energy about them, when they become interesting to the marketplace, when they are selling, just sell, baby. When they are doing all those kinds of things, the money just explodes. Don't sabotage it. Allow yourself to receive the abundance that you just created by putting it out there to the life, to the world, to the universe. You took your life force, you took your vibe, and you put it out there, and guess what happened? You got what you wanted. You started getting customers and clients and money and success and achievement. Started showing up. Don't kill it. Don't come up with excuses. Don't destroy it. Don't sabotage it. Allow yourself to receive, and it'll change your life. I've seen this so many times. People are like, I really want this. Like, I remember a fitness friend of mine. Like, he really wanted this. And then he puts it out there, and instantly he put it out there with his life force. He's feeling really great that day. He puts it out there into the world, and instantly he starts getting people that want to pay him. And then he's like, you know what? That person was weird. I don't think I want to do this, and shuts it down. And I understand that. I've done that too. We all do that. And I'm not condemning him. I'm not saying things like, it's just normal, right? It's normal for us to have that. When you put that life force out there, when you put that energy out there, when you put that enthusiasm out there, when you put that magic out there, then they're going to come. So build them, sell them, and don't sabotage it. Allow yourself to receive it, because it is magic. Don't you have any magic about you? Don't you have any magic about you? What, do you not have, do you have so little magic that no one's attracted to you? No one's coming your direction? No one wants to buy from you? No one is latching on to your vibe? You're not attracting the bees with your honey? They're not coming? Maybe it's not honey. You're not attracting the bears with your honey? I don't know. You're not attracting the bees with your flower? I don't know. I screwed all that part up. But you get my point. Like, you get my point. You put the vibe out there. You put your magic out there. And if you ain't got no damn magic, you best be getting some magic. Get the magic so you can put it out there. Find the magic within. It's in there. You got to maybe move some things around. You know, kind of dislodge some things. You got to put some stuff in the trash. Get rid of some baggage. You know? Maneuver through some junk, some head junk, and you're going to get to the point where, hey, now I'm free to release my magic all over the damn place. Let the magic out there and watch yourself. Watch what happens. Watch them come like in the floodgates. I remember one time I was like, you know, I really want to help churches and pastors, and I'm a gung-ho Christian. I'm on fire for Jesus. This is great. All of a sudden, I started getting them left and right. I'm like, how'd this happen? I didn't advertise targeting pastors. I didn't say anything about targeting pastors because a lot of them are broke. Can't afford me. I'm like, what? Where did this come from? I attracted it. I put that vibe out there, and they resonated with me. And it was the strangest, most awesome thing I've ever seen. Like, it's so amazing when you just decide to throw your magic out there on that vision that you have, and it's increasing your life force, and the money just comes. Like, a really good way to look at this is, you know, let's say you're depressed because you're broke. Like, yeah, I'm broke. I'm so depressed because I'm so broke. I'm tired of walking around broke. I'm poor. I'm broke. I mean, I drive my poor car. I live in my broke-ass house. I live in my poor neighborhood. Every day we go to poor folks' restaurant and eat po' boys, and we're just poor, right? You just feel that way, and you just feel like you're depressed because you're so poor. You're not depressed because you're broke. You're broke because you are depressed. Let me say that again. You are not depressed because you are a broke. Like, you're not depressed because you're broke ass. You're broke because you're depressed. So go work out. Drink more water. Eat healthier food. Listen to me. Listen to someone else that motivates you. I mean, maybe I'm too crazy. I mean, find somebody that's going to motivate your ass, that's going to pump you up, make you feel good about yourself, so you can start emitting some magic out there. So you can start dispensing some fairy dust. Magic. Your life force, your energy, your vibe. Like, vibrate at a higher level, at a higher frequency. Have more activity, action, vigor about yourself. Have more conviction about yourself. Have more power within yourself. Like, take your light and let the light shine. Take the lamp from underneath the table and put it on the table so you can emit light for everybody else. Be a light to others. Get your life force out there. In some form or fashion, stop bottling yourself up. You gotta get your life force out there. Get your life force pumping and watch the money come flooding in. Stop thinking about poor boy. A poor boy, poor person. I'm so poor. I'm so broke. I'm so depressed. Life sucks. This sucks. That sucks. Everything sucks. As soon as you stop thinking like that and start thinking about what you can do and you start putting the life force out there, everything gets out of the way. The dark gray clouds lift. The rainy clouds and the thunderstorms dissipate. Sun starts shining through. You see the rays of sunlight coming through. And then you have a full sunny sky. The birds start chirping again. The flowers start blooming. The squirrels come out and start running around. And then you feel so great about yourself. Do a little dance. Make a little love. Get down. And like, everything's great, right? It's one way or the other. Like, you're on a seesaw. Are you on the side of the seesaw that's depressed and dark and gloomy? Or are you on the side of the seesaw that's positive, illuminated, in charge, feeling good, having magic about yourself, putting your life force out there, smiling, impacting people, being a light for others in some form or fashion? Even if you're not the face of your business, even if you're not public and visible yourself, you can have more life force about yourself and impact the people that are visible, impact your sales team, impact your employees, impact your market, impact your clients. You could do that by just having more life force about yourself. That's it. I'm gone. That's it. Have more life force. Go kick butt. These are some of the traits that I see with people that are super successful. Go kick some ass. Let's get after it. Let's do some stuff. Have more magic. Find some magic about you and go put it out there. He gone.